The Astros going for their 10th consecutive win, taking on the Rangers. Adrian Beltre awarded his fifth career gold glove before the game. We pick it up with George Springer leading off the game, facing Martin Perez.
George sends one deep to left field, and Springer hits his 15th of the year. Springer's sixth leadoff home run of the season.
George with a full count. Into right field, there's another two-out base hit with a runner in scoring position. Springer with his second RBI of the game. Astros lead 3-0. Correa deep to left center field, bidding for another home run, gone! And the Astros lead it 4-0. He and Altuve always having a good time. That ball's crushed to left center field. Springer has done it again. George with his second home run of the game, his 16th on the year. Astros lead this 6-0.
Yuli Gurriel 1-for-1. And that's drilled deep to left field. And that ball is gone. And the Astros lead grows to 7-0.
The Astros win their 10th in a row, taking it 7-2. They're 25 games over 500 for the first time since 2001. George Springer with his second multi-homer game in his last four contests. Brad Peacock gets the win, allowing two runs in six innings. The Astros win their 10th in a row. Manager A.J. Hinch spoke after the game.
Beating up as fast as we could because we knew it was coming, and obviously it's tough to pitch through that, keep his grip. Luke's a secondary pitch type guy with a slider, so he was having a hard time getting a grip, but made his pitches and got out of there before it got too bad.
You guys come away with a win. Sweet, but just the way this road trip's been going,
yeah, I feel great. I mean, obviously, it's coming to this park and get the sweep. You know, this team continues to show up every single day with a great will to win, and we, you know, we take the aggressive approach and have done a lot of damage. So, you know, I love the makeup of this team, the resolve to come in and play against teams no matter where we are, no matter who we're playing. We got a pretty good vibe going.
A huge game for George Springer. Three hits, three RBIs, and two runs scored. He talked to the media afterwards.
And on base, put his eyes up behind me.
Probably makes it a whole lot easier when everybody else is hitting around you, like you said, and you guys have been rattling off so many wins in a row. Just kind of feeds off of each other and makes it easier for you to do your job at the top, right?
Yeah, you know, obviously, you know, I'm hitting first, and I know who's up behind me. So if I can somehow get to first base or whatever, makes it easier for me to hit. I mean, this game's hard, so it makes it easier when I got those guys up behind me.
Does it feel any better when you come in here, especially to cap off a sweep against Texas, to have two homers and do everything you did today?
It's a good, you know, in-division win. You know, anytime you can take three from an in-division opponent is big, and you know, we just have to move on now and focus on Kansas City.
Brad Peacock gets the victory, allowing two runs in six frames while striking out nine.
Everything worked. The slider was going well. Working on the fastball, getting ahead of the fastball, and throwing the slider off the fastball. Just felt good. Felt good in the bullpen before I came in the game. If I was able to carry it in the game.
How big was it to be able to get through that just six innings?
Awesome. You know, the hitters took a lot of pressure off me in the first couple innings. You know, they did a great job swinging the bats today. And, you know, it was good all-around team win for sure.
Yeah, the way this team just continues to put wins on the board every day, it feels like. What has it been like to be a part of it?
Oh, it's been, you know, it's been a lot of fun to watch. We had a special lineup, and hopefully we can keep this momentum going for sure.
Springer with his sixth leadoff home run. As a pitcher who's waiting to go take the mound for the first time, what does that do for you?
Oh, it's definitely a relief, you know. We're ahead 1-0. You know, it's awesome. He's done a great job doing that this year.
Up next, the Astros visit the Royals for a series beginning on Monday.